Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Gramer. No, Randy Hayes.
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
You want to explain the meeting procedures for us, please? I'd like to welcome you to the May 15th, 2017 Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for the final approval of each Division III permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at the next month's public hearing. Seven public hearings were held last week, therefore seven Division III permit applications will be voted upon this evening. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff files including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit B. The Planning Commission will hear four new concept requests, which will be presented during the June 12th, 2017 public hearing. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. And you may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
All right. Have you all had a chance to go over the minutes? Do you have any changes or recommendations for changes?
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Motion made. Do I hear a second?
I'll second
that. Motion has been made and second to accept the minutes as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Down to the final votes. The first one on the agenda is 1708, Reese Knightley Reynolds. Scott, you want to bring it up? We have a rep here. Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Just real quick, of course, this was 1708. It was the empty lot, and I should have changed these, but we've been dealing with the flood. It's that lot right here. Is that correct, Mr. Reese?
That is correct.
Yep. Everything's the same except for the lot number.
That is also correct.
Yep. He's planning on building a five-bedroom single-family residence. If anybody has any questions. Howard, do you need more information? Were you here for the public hearing?
I was here for concept.
Okay. Well, this will be Lot 7. It's located in the States at Majestic Point. It's approximately all the same size, half acre in size, and he's planning to build a five-bedroom single-family home. Property is served by the Taney County Water District Number 3, and there's a lift station in the northeast corner of that subdivision, so they'll connect to central sewer. Of course, our definition for nightly rental and the maximum occupancy be a total of 6 parking spaces required, and it received a score of 4 on the policy checklist. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division III permit 2017-8, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission: compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. This decision is subject to all existing easements in the residence to be located at Majestic and Linhart. Lot 7, estates at Majestic Point, shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. The Reese Knightley rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall be not used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. A Division II permit will be required before construction begins. The current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. Finally, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
All right, would the applicant come forward, please? Do any of you have any further questions that you'd like to ask? Or?
Do you currently own the lot?
No. The original owner owns it. Before I went and purchased that and a few other of the lots, I wanted to be sure that I could get my permit, because if I can't, I've made concessions elsewhere.
More questions?
Yes, sir.
Do I hear a motion?
I've got to make a motion to deny the permit because of the other neighborhood around it.
Motion has been made to deny. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that motion.
Motion has been made. Seconded. Is there any discussion that we need to make on this? Are we ready for a vote?
Yes.
All in favor to deny, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, and what was the reasoning?
Well, there was a lot of people in the neighborhood, even not right in next to your lot, that there was a couple of gentlemen here a couple of different times that just didn't make it compatible to me.
Okay, and you are aware that the Majestic...
I am.
...that has a couple hundred units or so with rentals. Okay, I'm just curious. Your logic defies reason. I don't understand. And it's not a problem. It just... If it's a valid reason, I have no problem with that.
One had been denied earlier in that same subdivision. Okay. Just for that same reason, it's not compatible with
all. Okay.
Howard, do you have something you want to add?
Okay. Yeah, just, it is a residential subdivision. Yeah. Understanding the traffic is
Majestic, the nightly rental area. Okay.
All right. It's a traffic pattern. It's a little different. But that's my thinking, and I hope everybody else has got their own. But
that just wanted a clarification.
Okay. All right. The next one on the agenda is 1709.
Modified this one to make sure I get the right one. There we go. Case number 179. This was the home at 180 Legend Circle. Adam Donyes was the representative. Here's the location. Just past Branson Creek Golf Course Clubhouse area. Zooming in. During the concept hearing, concern was presented about the parking. Go down to this one real quick. We had a couple of spaces out front and then a two-car garage, and he was wanting to try to see if there's a spot. Devin Huff and myself met him on site, or Devin Huff and I met on site, and then I got back with him. And because of the terrain, I put the contour lines on here. We thought that this shape of a parking lot would fit where you'd make it deeper on the one side. If they're on this back deck, there's steps that come off. He would need to knock the rock out and then do a retaining wall with some steps going up to the back deck. There's a manhole about right where I've got my cursor that's a little bit below the pavement or else flush with it, that he would need to keep that parking lot that same level to keep the water flow from going onto the road. The curb is that shallow curb where he could just drive over it. If you've had any questions, Devin's back there, but I drew this out and sent it to him to look at. Here's kind of another view without your contour lines. But at the time, or right now, there is no such parking. So any approval that you would make based off of the maximum occupancy would allow him only to rent that to 8 because he'd only have 4 parking spots. Mm-hmm. At any time in the future that he added this, then we'd have to take pictures of it and put it in the file. And then I guess that's up to you as far as a decision. If you approved it with the maximum occupancy, we'd revisit that when this was put in. Going through the rest of the photos, of course, there's the one of the front, and here's some of those of the back. On this lot, the property line does pretty much extend right to the edge of that curb. This was originally platted out as a condo-style ownership. Subject's property is lot 52, phase 3 of the Pinnacles at Branson Creek. Here's our nightly rental definition and our parking. Staff recommendations: if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 17-9, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, the residents located at 180 Legend Circle shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and regulations. 7, the 180 Legend Circle Vacation Rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. 8, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. And 9, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
All right, thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Does anybody have a question?
I got one question. How many bedroom home is this?
5.
Five?
Yes, sir.
So you could have a capability of 12 people?
That'd be 10 and 2 extra.
After the parking lot was added.
Yeah.
Can we put a restriction on that due to the available parking that's in existence now to no more than 8?
If you do it as the maximum occupancy now, the parking will limit the maximum occupancy to 8. The parking factor now limits it to 8.
Yeah, that's just what's going to be automatically.
Correct.
I have a problem with parking in general just because of the cul-de-sac, and you know as well as I do there's going to be a boat brought in there. And I do know there's not a house or on the side, but there's going to be. Is this just going to be a standard nightly rental? You talked about a couple of different ways, which was, if I remember right, were a little different than your representative was explaining last meeting.
as far